This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 251 for Thursday, February 1st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is in the red once again on Thursday morning to go along with weakness in vegetable oils. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed are down to start the day. Malaysian palm oil was not traded on Thursday. Crude oil is higher as the Middle East awaits the United States' response to a deadly attack in Jordan. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The March canola contract is down $2.80 per ton at $607.60. In the U.S., corn and wheat are weaker, while soybeans are down by the double digits. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported today that 1.207 million tons of old-crop corn were sold for export during the week ended January 25th, at the high end of trade expectations, up 26% from the previous week. In addition, 144,500 tons of 2024-25 corn were also sold. Japan was the top destination for both. The USDA will release its monthly grain crush report later today, with the trade estimating corn for ethanol production in December to be 474.4 million bushels, 23.9 million more than in November and 48.6 million more than the previous year. The U.S. Energy Information Administration showed ethanol production for the week ended January 26th at 991,000 barrels per day on average. Ethanol stocks tightened by 1.5 million barrels at 24.27 million. ANAC estimated Brazilian corn exports for January at 3.5 million tons, 28% below the total from a year ago. The March corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.46. A marketing year low of 164,500 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were sold during the week ended January 25th, down 71% from the previous week. 1,300 tons of 2024-25 soybeans were also sold to Japan. However, old crop soy meal nearly doubled from the previous week at 494,200 tons, with 700 tons of 2024-25 meal going to Canada. 1,000 tons of old crop soy oil were also sold for export. The EIA released biodiesel and renewable diesel production numbers for November, with the latter up 6% from last year at 224 million gallons. Soy oil use for feedstock was up 36%. The March soybean contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.11. 322,500 tons of old crop U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended January 25th, at the low end of trade expectations, down 29% from the previous week. 15,500 tons of 2024-25 wheat were also sold, mostly to Peru. Environment Canada issued a special weather statement for Metro Vancouver, warning of heavy rains as well as potential flooding and landslides, which will slow grain loading at the Port of Vancouver this week. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.91. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.17. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.90. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 1st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.